and strips them away from them and turns them into government-granted privileges predicated on taking a never-ending dose of experimental gene therapy injections. That's right. Never-ending. You're never fully vaccinated, ladies and gentlemen. I want you all to realize that. There's no such thing as fully vaccinated. Once you've taken your second dose, and they tell you you're fully vaccinated, a little timer starts ticking down. And within 4 to 6 months, we're going to need another dose. And then another 4 to 6 months, another dose. Every dose increases your chance of death and adverse reaction. Every dose increases the length of this pandemic. If you think that we are the problem, the unvaccinated are the problem, just look at a country like Japan. Japan has 135 million people. We have 37. Japan never had mandated masks, lockdowns, or mandated vaccines. They have half as many dead people as we do. So did our lockdowns save us? And our lockdowns condemn us? Look at Israel. They're even worse than Canada. We have almost the highest percent of their population vaccinated in the world. And now they have the most percentage already on their third shot, and they're already talking about their fourth shot. And what do they got over there? Over 90% of the people in the hospital are triple or double vaccinated. Countries like Sweden are actually banning Israelis from coming there because they're so infected. It's not an accident that the countries with the highest level of vaccination have the highest levels of COVID. You don't hear about COVID in Russia, where only 16% of the population is vaccinated. So why are they pushing this on us when there's so many other treatments? It's because it has nothing to do with the vaccination, nothing to do with your health and safety, and everything to do with control. If they can get you in the idea in your head that they can forcibly take you to take a medical procedure in order to go to work, or in order to go to school, or in order to go to a restaurant, what else can they make you do? Anything they want. Now you're going to have to take 2 pills a day. Now you're going to have to take a blood test every other week. What is stopping them? Nothing. You're just trusting them, and you're listening to them. And for the last 2 years, I told you every way they were lying to you, every lie leading to the next lie, and how it was going to drastically affect you in negative ways and drastically affect your children's future. I warned you all about the vaccine passport 2 years ago, and I was a crazy conspiracy theorist. Really? Really? How do you feel now? Yeah, exactly. Now you know what I get? The same people that were calling me crazy, calling me every single day, because my number's public. Unlike the politicians that pretend they're here to help you, you can actually find me. You can actually talk to me, and I will actually provide you a real solution. So while the rest of you were worrying about this election, which was the smartest way to distract everybody, everybody thinks that I'm divisive because I talk about how politicians are not the answer. While you guys are all arguing over your favorite politician, who's really being divisive? I'm telling you all, forget about the politicians, realize your vote means nothing, and worry about the vaccine passport, which is the biggest threat to your life and liberty in the history of the country. The election is irrelevant. Watch, I can prove it. You vote for Trudeau, we get more of this. You vote for O'Toole, the only other person mathematically capable of winning, even according to Maxime Bernier himself, you get the same thing. He already said he's for the vaccine passport. He already said he's for the gun ban. He even said he's for the Emergency Measures Act to really put the screws to us. So really, what's the difference? And then if you vote for any of the other parties besides the two major ones, none of them have a chance of winning. So if your vote is not going to affect the outcome of the vaccine passport, which we now have established as the most important thing that we need to stop in the history of our country, does your vote matter? The answer is no. Unfortunately, Canadians have been brainwashed, just like they've been brainwashed in the pandemic. And I took the last 2 years to undo brainwashing that was only done from a few months. So now I'm trying to undo the brainwashing from decades of programming, where Canadians have been programmed that their vote is their only voice and the only thing that matters. If that's true, how the hell did we get here? Did you all vote for lockdowns and vaccine passports? I don't think so, right? No. So did your vote determine anything? No. Your vote is a way to pacify you. Because when you Canadians vote, you feel like you did something. You feel like you did your part. And then you sit back down on the couch when your politician either loses or lies to you, and you say, okay, 4 more years. Well, guess what, baby? If you go with that strategy this time, in 4 years, there's not even going to be a Canada. That's what United Noncompliance is all about. That's what Just Say No is all about. It doesn't take a politician. It doesn't take an election. Proof. When's the last time anybody voted their way out of tyranny? Ever. Never. Never. So when a politician comes and tells you they're going to save you,
like some did, I'm not going to mention them. And then even a week before, they tell you, by the way, I have no chance of actually winning, but still vote for me so we can have a voice. Yeah, a voice. We have a voice. It's called a freedom movement. And they tried to take it and turn it into a political campaign. Why? Because if you're out here and you're ready to act, if you're ready to actually use united non-compliance, we will win. And I can prove it to you. Remember something called the hotel quarantine? One thing that was almost exclusive to Canada and a few other very disgusting countries like Australia, North Korea, Philippines. These are not the kind of countries you want to be associated with when we're talking about our freedoms and liberties, especially now. And guess what? That's something that the vast majority of Canadians are steadfastly against. And what happened? I made a little video walking through an airport, and I showed everybody how to decline the test, how to decline the quarantine, how to take their toilet paper fines, wipe your butt with it, and laugh at them. And guess what? When I did it alone, nothing happened. It wasn't united non-compliance, it was just non-compliance. And it worked. It worked for me, obviously. I didn't have to go to the hotel. I got my freedom, and I didn't have to pay their stupid fines, which are illegal. But when you guys didn't do it, it didn't change anything. We still had that law in place. But then something beautiful happened. Canadians watched my video, and Canadians grew some balls for once in their life. And thousands upon thousands of them walked through that airport and said, I'm not going to your goddamn hotel, and I'll happily take your fine. And what happened? My friend got his fine date back to his court date. It's like 2030. Yeah, that's what happens when you stand up for yourselves. The government gets overwhelmed overnight, and they have to capitulate. That's why there's no more hotel quarantine. And everybody that got a fine from that hotel quarantine knows it's already got thrown out. So what the hell do you think we have to do with this ridiculous vaccine passport? The exact same thing. Do I need to make another airport video where I walk in and tell them I'm not giving you my vaccination status, give me a fine to let you know what needs to be done? It's very simple, people. If they tell you that they're going to put a fine and they're going to try to ban you from your job or ban you from this, I get people calling me every day like they're the only one that this is affecting. Literally crying to me on the phone, I'm going to lose my job. Ladies and gentlemen, they're saying that to every single person in the country. Do you think they're going to be able to fire every single person in the country? You think they're going to be able to arrest every single person in the country? Especially when our servicemen and women are on our side? Let's not forget that very critical piece of information. We had a protest September 2nd in Toronto, in front of Toronto Police Headquarters, thrown by the Toronto Police. I have inside information from them that over 1,500 of them refused a direct order to disclose their vaccination status. And that's what everybody needs to do. That's rule number one. For everybody watching, everybody reporting, everyone listening, rule number one is beat the vaccine passport, right here. Never disclose your vaccination status. That's why the government's asking you to.